AI News by Conjero.
Quick heads up, 5 stories today, starting with a shift in dictation. This category has stopped being about raw word accuracy and started being about architecture, where the model runs, where transcripts live, and how the product stitches those pieces together.
Right, TechCrunch's ranking shows those 3 axes are the real differentiators now. On-device versus cloud, transcript storage and indexing, and pricing tiers are shaping product choices more than tiny gains in WER.
That matters for workflows. If transcripts live in a locked cloud, search and downstream automation look very different than if processing happens on-device and only metadata syncs. It's a product design choice, not just a model choice.
Switching gears, Arc AGI 3 just exposed a stubborn wall for interactive reasoning. The newest heavyweights, GPT-5.5 and Opus 4.7, are still below 1% on its interactive tasks, and each benchmark run costs roughly $10,000.
The benchmark flagged 3 recurring error patterns that hint at a deeper architectural issue. Systems losing state across exchanges, brittle tool coordination, and hallucinations that compound during multi-step interactions.
Those 2 facts together are worrying for researchers. Very expensive benchmark runs plus systematic failure modes make iteration slow and reproducibility hard, which slows progress on truly interactive reasoning systems.
Meanwhile, XAI pushed a big UX move. Custom voices can take roughly a minute of natural speech, produce a usable clone in under 2 minutes, and immediately expose it via TTS and voice agent APIs with a 2-step verification gate.
That speed opens new products, instant personal assistance, quick voice dubbing, on-the-fly agent voices, but also raises abuse risks. The 2-step very helps, but consent, attribution, and fraud prevention will need more tooling.
On infrastructure and pricing, XAI just dropped Grok 4.3 with steep price cuts and a new agent mode aimed at creative work. A 1M token model at 100 tokens sec with built-in tool use, plus a beta imagine agent mode for end-to-end workflows.
For developers, that can be huge, long context editing, multi-file code refactors, and real-time creative sessions become practical. Imagine agent mode tying web access and Python execution into a single flow is where product dev accelerates.
Price competition matters here. When a major player slices costs and bundles agent capabilities, it forces other vendors to rethink margins or chase feature parity, which could accelerate commoditization of long-context compute.
Now the courtroom angle. The Oakland trial over OpenAI's nonprofit-to-for-profit pivot has moved governance from an academic footnote to a product risk. Legal challenges are translating directly into technical and commercial uncertainty.
Practically, that means companies buying APIs now have to factor governance outcomes into procurement. Potential changes to licensing, API terms, or access could materialize depending on the court's decisions, so contingency planning matters.
And the ecosystem effect is real. High-profile legal fights shift trust, influence procurement policies, and push vendors to offer stronger contractual commitments or multi-sourcing options to risk-averse customers.
Synthesis: across these stories, the pattern is clear. The frontier has moved from model benchmark wins to systems thinking. Architecture choices, cost structure, governance, and product integration are the vectors that determine whether an AI capability becomes usable, safe, and commercial.
So what should teams do tomorrow? Evaluate dictation and voice products by where processing and storage happen, assume current benchmarks understate interactive failure modes, require robust verification for voice cloning, and stress test vendor governance and long context capabilities.
And keep an eye on rapid feature rollouts. Faster cloning and agentization will create both killer apps and new regulatory or trust headaches. Product roadmaps should expect both opportunities and friction.
That's our roundup for today. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back with what changes next week.
AI News by Conjero.